Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
इज द 86th इंडियन एयरफोर्स डे एंड इनके बारे में जितना बात करें कम है. इनके बारे में, इनकी फैमिलीज के बारे में. In fact, the Indian Air Force has a pretty solid motto. It's called Nabha Sparsham Deepatham, which means touching the sky with glory. And it's taken from the 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Now, in the studio, a couple of years back, Air Marshal Nanda Kariyappa was present. And he was a prisoner of war in the 1965 Indo-Pak War. Yani ki inke plane mein goli lagi thi. And he was captured by Pakistan across the border. He's also the son of Field Marshal K.M. Kariyappa, the first Indian Army Commander-in-Chief. He needs no introduction. And I remember Nanda Kariyappa very specifically telling me, I joined the Air Force because I didn't want to be in the shadow of my father. And he was a overwhelming personality. I'm going to take you back to that conversation on Indian Air Force Day. It's only apt, it's only surreal to listen to a retired officer talk about one of the most crucial wars in Indian history, the 1965 war with Pakistan.
In the Kasur sector, there's a place, Khemkaran, where was shot down, where I ejected, and where I was captured. And from where I was then taken to various places, till finally ending up in the first week of November in a fort called Dargai in the Northwest Frontier Province. This is where the other Indian officers and men were kept prisoners. And after the 5th of December, when we first started getting our Red Cross parcels, only then did we realize or it occurred to us that perhaps we now registered as regular prisoners of war. Till that time, we were question marks.
I believe you'd got a little box of dry fruits from Asha Parekh.
That's right, yes. For entertainment, we had a tennikoit ring, if you're familiar with that game.
I'm not, I'm sorry.
A tennikoit is a rubber ring, a hard rubber ring.
Okay.
Okay? And you play it over a net, try and outplay the other side. But otherwise, nothing much else by way of entertainment apart from each other. We didn't know how long we were going to be there.
Hmm.
We said, we can't hang on like this. We need to celebrate New Year's Eve.
That's quite optimistic.
Very optimistic, of course. From the Red Cross parcels, you'd get dried fruit and kishmish, methylated spirit, and anything else that would ferment, wrapped with a blanket around it and placed near a fire. And comes New Year's Eve, we drank each other's health and toast. And by way of food, used to get something, what we call lacy bhindi. Lunch was gongulu, turnip, shalgam.
Turnip, yes, shalgam, okay. Of course.
So they'd make a kind of a very watery curry of that and give us that. And chapati, two chapati, three chapatis and rice. Breakfast was getting a boiled egg, puris, and there were biscuits and other things that came in our Red Cross parcels. I spent some of the time in solitary confinement. And it's the easiest way to break a person.
Yes.
When you're taken prisoner, the greatest fear is that of the unknown. Does anybody know I'm alive?
Mm.
Okay, even if they know that I'm alive, where's the guarantee that I'll go back?
Yeah.
I was possibly in a more fortunate position than others, being my father's son.
Yes.
The president of Pakistan had served under my father.
Mr. Ayub Khan.
Ayub Khan, Field Marshal Ayub Khan. So he sent a word through his ambassador in Delhi, Flight Lieutenant Kariyappa is taken prisoner. And if you can let Kariyappa know that if he'd like his son back, we do so. So father said, they're all my sons. Please treat them all equally. I mean, I didn't know about that. I only knew about that after I was repatriated.
How long did you spend there?
Only 4 months. And virtually, and quite surprising, almost to the minute, I landed on terra firma at 9:04 because that's when my watch stopped. And on 22nd of January, 1966, we crossed the border at about that time.
Were you treated badly when you were taken as a prisoner of war?
No, I wasn't treated badly. Things have changed a lot, mind you. Too bad you got shot down, you got taken prisoner of war, too bad. But you were treated as a human being, as another soldier. Unfortunately, as years have gone by, probably you've heard of this pathetic case of Lieutenant Kalia.
Yes.
And his 10 troops who were brutalized, emasculated. The other side had the gumption to send those bodies back in that condition. And it's something the Indian Armed Forces would never do. You respect a soldier, dead or alive.
We would never do that, never. Right?
No,
never.
It's not in our credo.
It's not.
It's not. Morning number one, bear. This shot. Morning number one, bear. This shot.
every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho. The show.